Inside the New Market, various dignitaries spoke to the crowd as part of the opening ceremonies, including State Senator Betsy Johnson and Astoria Mayor Bruce Jones. Then co-op manager Matt Stanley took the microphone.
This is the culmination of 5 years of planning and hard work. It is a pinnacle moment for the history of our 46-year-old business. It's the coming to life of our five-year strategic plan to have a thriving local economy, a welcoming community store, a flourishing co-op culture, and individual and community health. We've decided to put ourselves out there, partially as a survival strategy in a very competitive environment, but more so as a response to the overwhelming majority of people who told us that they wanted us to be bold and put forth what you're going to discover today in this building.
A short while later, the ribbon cutting.
One, two, three.
As the new co-op's first customers roamed the aisles, local band the Brownsmead Flats strolled around too. As Stanley stood surrounded by smiling customers, I asked him how he felt now that the store was open.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't prepared to be so emotional, but it's been a long haul, spending a lot of time over here, and I couldn't wait for people to get to see it, so I'm looking forward to seeing the smiles and big full baskets of food.
The co-op raised more than $2 million in local investment from its consumer owners. The capital campaign leveraged additional financing to make the $10 million project possible. The new store is located at 2350 Marine Drive. It's the former home of the Astoria Plywood Mill, a worker-owned co-op. The mill shut down in the late 1980s, and the city of Astoria embarked on a major environmental cleanup so the area could be redeveloped into a mixed-use neighborhood. The co-op, formerly known as the Community Store, opened 46 years ago at a storefront near the Colombian Cafe on Marine Drive. It later moved to the corner of Duane and 14th Streets, and then to its most recent location, 1355 Exchange. This week's opening was considered a soft opening for the new store. A grand opening celebration is planned for January. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.